the book of Psalms, book 1, psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them with his sore displeasure. Yet I set my king up on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, You are my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise against me. Many are they which say of my soul, There is no help for him in God, Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustain me. I would not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have smitten all my enemies upon the cheek. Bone, thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift you up the light of thy countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For you are not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because my enemies make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy you them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those who put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in you. For you, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will you compass him as with a shield. Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning all the night. Make my bed swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Psalm 7. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yes, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and awake for me the judgment that you have commanded. So shall the congregation of the peoples compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return you on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God tries the hearts and reigns. My defense is of God, which saves the upright in heart. God judged the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, will he whet his sword? He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him instruments of death. He ordains his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travails with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have you ordained strength because of thy enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you should visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You state in the throne, judging right. You have rebuked the heathen. You have destroyed the wicked. You have put their name forever and ever. O you enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and you have destroyed cities. The memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in righteousness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he makes inquisition for the blood, he remembers them and forgets not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. You have lifted me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they have hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Haggai, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Psalm 10. Why stand you afar off, O Lord? Why hide yourself in times of trouble? The wicked and this proud do persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boast of their heart's desire, and bless the covetous whom the Lord abhors. The wicked, though the pride of their countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffs at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches and humbles himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hid his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thy hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore does the wicked condemn God? He has said in his heart, you will not require it. You have seen it, for you behold mischief and spite. To requite it with thy hand, the poor commits himself unto thee. You art the helper of the fatherless. Break you the arm of the wicked and the evil man, seeking out his wickedness till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause thy ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Psalm 11. In the Lord put I my trust. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string. They may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold the eyelids, the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked, and he that loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares of fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loves righteousness. His countenance does behold the upright. Psalm 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I rise, says the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffs at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 13. How long will you forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There, in great fear for the God in the generation of the righteous, you have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he that bites, that backbite not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honors them that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt and changes not, he that puts not out his money to usury, nor takes reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, you have said unto the Lord, you art my Lord. My goodness extends not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied, that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You maintain my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goes not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come before thy presence. Let thy eyes behold the things that are equal. You have proved my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress concerning the works of men. By the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for you will hear me. O God, incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O you that save by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, for those that rise up against them. Keep me as an apple of thy eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from the deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places, Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are they, from thy hand, O Lord, from the men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with my likeness. Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who was worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of death compassed me, and hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode up on the cherubim, and did fly. Yes, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yes, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself my iniquity. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful you will show forth thyself mercy. With the upright man you will show thyself upright. With the pure you will show yourself pure, and with the forward you will show yourself forward. For you will save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For you will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me up on high places. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. You have also given me the shield of thy righteousness, a shield of salvation, and thy right hand has holding me up, and the gentleness has made me great. You have enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For you have girded me with strength until the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, that I may destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people, and you have made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their closed places. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you lift me up above those that rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Ending section 1.